Hi there. The word for you today is, are you bearing fruit? In Luke 13, verse 6, we read, He came seeking fruit on it and found none. Jesus said, and I quote, A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down. I'd like to ask you a question, and I'd like you to think about it. How long have you been serving the Lord? And what are the tangible fruits of your service to Him? Now, we're not all capable of the same level of fruitfulness or productivity. Jesus taught that some of us have 30-fold potential, some 60-fold potential, and some 100-fold potential. It's your faith and your gifting that determine your level of productivity. For example, God doesn't expect a 30-folder to produce a 60-fold harvest. He's not an unreasonable taskmaster. But if this parable teaches us anything, it's that God won't just let you sit on your hands and do nothing. Those words, cut it down, are a sobering reminder of this. God is patient, and He'll work with you year after year in an attempt to bring you to the place of spiritual maturity, where you can and will fulfill the purpose for which He brought you into His kingdom. But if, after all His efforts, you still refuse to produce fruit, He'll go elsewhere, find what He's looking for. You see, the bottom line is this, in the end, God's will shall be done and God's purposes shall be fulfilled.